Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, Thankful Tuesday. Lord, we are thankful for so many things. Bring them to mind as we go through this reading of your text today. We're in John's Gospel, chapter 4, starting in verse 15, and we'll go through verse 26. Remember, we're picking up right in the middle of the story of Jesus with the woman at the well. Then we'll go over to Proverbs, and we're in Proverbs chapter 8, starting in verse 22, and we'll read through the end of the chapter. I want to go back to verse 14 and kind of give you a little bit of a background. Remember, Jesus says to the woman, "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And then we're going to start in verse 15. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." Remember a couple of days back when I mentioned that there are seven I am statements and then seven other I ams in the Gospel of John? Well, we're reaching our first I am. This harkens back to the story of the Exodus where Moses is going to help the Israelites in Egypt and God has commissioned him. And Moses says, "Oh, what do I say when they say, 'Who sent you?'" God said to him in Exodus 3:14, "I am who I am." And here Jesus declares to the woman at the well, the one who is coming, the Messiah, "I am he." And it'd be something that you would miss just on a cursory reading, but here Jesus is saying, "I am the God of the Old Testament. I am the one who brought the Exodus event to pass. And I am the one who will deliver you out of your sin and help you to be a true worshiper of God." This story will continue on even tomorrow. So let's go ahead and move on over to the Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 8 today in verse 22. Here the writer of Proverbs continues to talk about wisdom. "The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ages ago, at the beginning, when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the world or its fields, or any of the dust of the earth, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep. When he gave the sea its boundary, so the water would not overstep his command. And when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Remember yesterday, wisdom began to call out. And today in verse 34, wisdom calls out with these words. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. This is a really interesting image that we should wait and listen and watch for God's wisdom. And so today, that's my encouragement to you in every area of your life, that you would wait at the door of wisdom, that you would ponder what it is that God is calling you to do, and that He would give you sound judgment and discretion. Okay, today is Tuesday, and I want to mention that it is neighborhood night for the ladies. So ladies, it's not too late. If you're thinking about going, please go ahead and make your way to one of the neighborhood nights from 6:30 to 8. You don't have to bring a thing. Just go and enjoy a few desserts and fellowship, because fellowship is definitely something that we can be thankful for. What are the other things that you're thankful for on this Tuesday? Today, I have a little activity for us as we think about what we're thankful for. I want you to think about something in your house that perhaps you take for granted every day, and then think about how the Lord has blessed you with it, the different aspects of it, and maybe just stop and thank the Lord for what He has given to you. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, the reminders in it that you love us, even in spite of us. You know everything about us, and yet you pursue us. We thank you that you are the I Am, the Messiah, the one who was and is to come, the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. You delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, and you deliver us from the sin in our lives. You are also wisdom personified. And so, Lord, help us to wait at your door for sound judgment, for discretion, for discernment. We want to thank you today for many things. We start usually by a person. Lord, bring a person to mind that you have blessed us with relationship with that person. Thank you, Lord. Bless and keep them, we pray. I want to thank you for a place somewhere that you have provided, maybe a trip we took recently where we saw your goodness and your grace, your creation on display. I want to thank you for a thing. I'm specifically thinking this morning about the shower, running water, pressure, hot water, the ability to get clean, proper drainage, all things that I usually take for granted. And then, Lord, we want to thank you for your character, who you are, that you are a God who is generous with us. You are a God who is forgiving. You are a God who is sovereign. And you are a God who is mighty to save. We thank you. We praise you. We bless your holy name. Amen.